Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. The emerald ash borer has been confirmed in South Dakota. Nationwide, the pest has killed hundreds of millions of ash trees in North America. It costs municipalities and property owners and nursery operators hundreds of millions of dollars. Eric Helland is owner and president of Landscape Garden Centers in Sioux Falls. He's joining me now in the SDP PB Studios at the University of Sioux Falls with an update. Hey, Eric, thanks for coming by.
Oh, thanks for having me.
We finally get to meet in person.
Absolutely.
The radio, yep. The radio waves. How long have we really known about the emerald ash borer? This has been a long time coming that we've been making preparations.
Oh, right. Yeah. This was, since it was identified back in the Detroit areas where they first kind of found out, hey, this emerald ash borer is coming in and it's taking out any ash tree. And it doesn't matter if it's a healthy tree or a declining tree. So that's been happening for about 14 years that we've known that it's going to be coming here. And so what the city of Sioux Falls has done is to basically say, hey, let's quit planting ash trees and let's start diversifying. Let's start using other types of trees in knowing that this is going to happen.
It's inevitable in some ways. Right. You hope you can prevent it from crossing the border, but realistically,
exactly,
it's a matter of time.
Yep. And luckily, they caught it when they caught it, where they caught it, early enough.
Right.
And so that's a big, that's a plus for us. And so now it's just trying to figure out what we need to do and how to handle that.
How did they catch it?
They're just out taking, looking at different areas, possibly removing the trees themselves and then
sure.
Identifying trees that have there's certain things that you can see the borer hole on it, which is a D shape. But it's just kind of a interesting, and then finding out where, why trees are declining or not doing well.
Mm-hmm.
Woodpecker damage can be a part of that.
What does this little bug do to the tree?
So basically, part of its cycle is, it starts out as an egg, and that egg then becomes a larva. And the larva is where it's the most harmful, because it'll just kind of sit in between the bark, the cambium layer, and just start rooting around. Looks like a Rode McNally map.
Mm-hmm.
On the trunk of the tree, which basically cuts off flow of the xylem and the phloem of going up and down the tree. So that cuts it out, and then as it, between now and Labor Day is when the bug will actually emerge from a larva state into the flying, the bug state,
sure,
where
right.
You can actually see it, green, tiny little bug that will then emerge itself and then fly off to the next tree and do its whole cycle all over again.
So what do we need to do now that we know that it exists? And the city of Sioux Falls had planted lots. I mean, how big is the potential devastation if it goes unchecked in the city?
Oh, 80 some thousand trees.
Wow.
And that's a
right.
huge percent of what total trees we have. So the main thing, basically, we're going to come down to two different options. You're going to either be treating them with an injection, or you're going to be removing them.
Mm.
We are in a quarantine county, both Minnehaha and part of Lincoln, and that means that no ash trees can be cut down between now and Labor Day. So after Labor Day or into the wintertime is when trees would be removed.
Okay.
Treating should start right now. And the treating needs to be an injection. There's a lot of stuff that's out there, and we even have some products that we sell that would help or maybe hinder, but it's not going to take care of it 100%. So injection with the correct product, with the correct cocktail that needs to be put into there with your right amount. And that's why having a licensed commercial applicator, you need to know, have those people at your beck and call to be able to put in the right product in the right place.
So if you're a homeowner at this point and you have an ash tree on your property, it's not something that you can necessarily do it yourself. It's time to figure out how you're going to handle this with the right professionals.
Exactly.
You got to start doing some research now.
Right, yeah. So we kind of put it together like this, is you assess the situation.
Mm-hmm.
And say you have a lot of ash trees and it's like, well, to treat all of them might be costly. And the other thing is maybe some of the trees are shading the other ones out. And you want to have healthy trees. So maybe you look at ones that you want to treat and then other ones that you don't want to treat, and you know, and then kind of thin them out. And then when you thin them out, then I always look at, okay, well, what's the next, I want to plant a different tree, and then diversify that way. And it's just a gradual process. I mean, you don't want to just go in there and just clear out everything.
How come the bug just doesn't go to the other trees?
It's a unique individual. It's just honed. It likes the ash tree.
It has evolved to attack that one thing.
Yeah. And the funny thing about it is bugs or insects in general will only attack trees or plants that are under stress. Mm-hmm. Well, the funny thing about this bug is that it doesn't care. It's just going to go in. It just wants to make a home and keep on, you know, laying eggs and going through its whole life cycle. And it doesn't care how healthy it is. And it's the main thing is, if you are not to treat or remove, and the what we're trying to do, or what the city of Sioux Falls, along with the arborists and the state foresters, trying to do is they're trying to flatten out this curve that could potentially happen. And the curve could actually go extremely steep, meaning is that in a short period of time, we've got to have to remove a lot of trees because they're all infected. Well, if we treat them, we can flatten out that curve. And then as the infestation reduces and the population reduces because we've been treating, then we can, over, you know, maybe in 10 or 12 years, gradually eliminate or reduce the amount of treatment that we need to do.
All right.
If we don't treat and these trees die, these are like ticking time bombs. If you go up to one that's been infected, and they will just absolutely just crumble. They become so brittle.
Mm. I know there's got to be someone listening right now who says, how do I know if I have an ash tree?
Right.
So, you know, you don't necessarily know what tree is growing on your property. Are there, you know, Google it.
Yeah,
you look for a picture.
But exactly.
Do you have any, you know, when people ask you that, do you have any keys?
Yeah, well, what we always say is just take a picture of, if you have any questions, just take a picture and send it to our website, landscapegardencenters.com, and then we'll, or it's actually info@landscapegardencenters.com, and then we can help identify and help them come up with a plan.
Sure.
The main thing is, and that's a great question, Lori, is we've had people come in and say, hey, can you come over and treat my ash tree? And it's like, well, you don't have any.
Right.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. I can explain to people what an ash tree looks like. They're very, very common. They're green leaf. I could go on and on.
Right, right. It's kind of, just send a picture and make sure it's the right thing. Is the time to treat now, sooner rather than later? Do you, you know, pace it out? Or
just do it now, between now and the and Labor Day.
Okay.
And if you're closer to the hit zone, which is north of Sioux Falls, you're going to want to do it sooner. You might be able to get by with not doing anything this year, but you for sure.
Yeah. Is it possible there are other zones, though?
You could
find it tomorrow on the southwest side of town, or out in the county, or whatever. It's just
we
know for sure. Yep. That's where that...
So, yeah, and so they said that what they've said is that, you know, it's coming within, it's in a... Once it's within 15-mile radius, then you better start treating. So basically that encompasses all of Sioux Falls.
How do I know this is one of those times when there's going to be people who are going to try to scam me? They're going to come to my house, knock on my door, say, I can treat that tree for you. How do I know that I'm working with professionals who really understand what they're doing?
All right. That's the buyer beware.
Yeah.
Just because it's a good price doesn't mean it's the right price. And the thing is... look for reputable people that have been doing this, that have been around, that understand the whole process.
Mm-hmm.
There's the equipment to use for this is, and the best equipment to use is our injectors. And you can inject trees, and they can be in and out of your yard within an hour. So then that way it's not harmful to pets, children, and, you know, people that are around that area can happen fairly quickly. People that are going to say, well, I'm going to put these little stickers or needles into your tree and let it sit, and I'll come back and get them the next day. No. I mean, talk to people that really know what's going on.
And I've kind of learned this over our gardening segments on In the Moment, which you're part of that series, is that having a relationship with, I mean, if you have a yard, if you have things that you're dealing with on an ongoing basis, having a relationship with, you know, a business that is reputable, or you know you can call and contact and walk in and talk to, is probably a good idea before there's, some sort of crisis that you have to start figuring out, well, yep, what am I going to do now?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And so, and you know, we're very adept on identifying, okay, this tree is right up next to the house.
Yeah.
I want to remove that, or versus, well, the tree's not, you know, the fall zone of the tree. Well, if you're not going to treat it, what damage would it do if it did fall? Well, then you might want to take that one out sooner, you know.
Right.
And people have been asking, well, and I don't know the answers to how the city is going to approach taking out trees that are along the boulevard.
Right.
I just remember when I was a young kid in the what would have been the late 70s, and waking up every summer morning to the sound of chainsaws and the chippers when they're grinding up the elms
from
the Dutch elm disease.
Right.
And I just remember that's the sound of it, relentless. It was nonstop.
Yeah. Well, most people in this community remember, you know, Operation Timber Strike too.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
we've all been through something recently, and this is different. This is something we can get on top of a little bit. Just let's close with just a little bit about taking care of your trees in general, because I'm guilty of ignoring lots of things in my yard. But if there's one thing I ignore most of all, it's my trees, because they're huge, mature trees. You know, I planted a tree last year and didn't care for it and lost it because I thought it's a tree, it's fine.
Yeah.
It was not fine, and it's my fault. So what are other things that we need to do to really take care of and pay attention to our trees?
So taking ash trees completely off the list,
right,
and all other trees, make sure that you're they're being watered. They're, if you have broken branches from the winter storm, make sure there's clean cuts, so that way no other diseases, and it's not a rough area where rotting can start to happen. When you're fertilizing your lawn, and if you fertilize it yourself, then just make sure that you kind of maybe go around the tree a couple extra times with a fertilizer spreader, because most of the tree's roots are within the top 8 to 10 inches of the root zone. So that can help out. And then when it becomes, look for crossing branches that might become problems. Things that are, if the branches are rubbing against each other, take one out. The other thing, as we always say, is even if you need help pruning your tree, take a picture of it from a distance, and we can kind of send it back to you fairly quickly and say, hey, you know, cut this branch off, cut this one out, or raise the, or elevate the branches so you can walk underneath it.
Right.
Just things like that. But overall health is just at watering, making sure that it's not competing for a lot of other plant material, or if it is, remove the grass away from the base of the trunk.
Hmm. Good to know. Eric Helland is here throughout the summer every once in a while on our gardening segment, so we look forward to hearing from you again. But thanks for stopping by for this special look at the emerald ash borer.
Thanks, Lori.
Thanks so much.